strong voice.
Strong opinions.
The Rob Snow Show returns on Rogers TV and City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Dr. Robert Cushman is the Acting Medical Officer of Health for Renfrew County and District. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Rob.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you. What is your reaction to the guidance that was announced yesterday by the chief medical officer for the province, Dr. Moore?
Well, I think we saw it coming. I mean, personally, I thought it was a little early before schools opened. But, you know, if you delay it until September 20th, then people say we'll delay some more until Thanksgiving. So we saw this coming. I think one of the issues here, Rob, is that we need to staff our hospitals. We need to staff our schools. And people are spending a lot of time away, so it's really compromised the services, and that even applies to restaurants. So, you know, in terms of keeping the economy open and getting going and providing the services to people who need it, it's very important. Now, if you look at what Dr. Moore said, he stressed vaccination, 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 and now boosters are available for the kids, and also we see this new vaccine coming on soon. So this is exciting, but a prospect, but people have to roll up their sleeves. With respect to symptoms, this applies, and he said this very, you know, he's very right on the mark about this. It doesn't matter if you test positive for COVID or not. If you have symptoms, respiratory symptoms, GI symptoms, stay home until they clear. He was a little vague about what his definition was until they clear. Unfortunately, that's going to be a subjective decision. But also, I thought the other piece about wearing masks for 10 days. And what's really clear is if you've been sick, you've got to be very careful in terms of who you expose, how many people you expose, and what settings you expose them in.
I just want to pick up on something that you said, until they clear. So when it comes to any respiratory illness, how would you define clearing of symptoms?
It's a great question. I mean, sometimes you see people have a nagging cough for 2 or 3 weeks afterwards. So it's really the acute head cold, fever for sure. Fever is an indication of how contagious you are. But, you know, runny nose and things like this, severe cough. But we do see that people have sort of a post-viral cough. A little bit like asthma, and that I have that problem. It tends to drag on. So again, but if you've got these acute symptoms, head cold, fever, whatnot, runny nose, for sure, make sure they're clear.
What is the risk? The example I've been using this morning, let's say I take a rapid test at home and it's positive, but I'm showing no symptoms. Under this guidance, I could go to work the next day. What's the risk of that?
That's tricky. These rapid tests, they're all over the map. I think the symptoms are really a better sign of how contagious you are. And again, though, you need to mask and you need to be very careful if you have tested positive.
Okay.
And again, you see, Rob, this is the problem. I mean, I think you probably heard the Kempville Emergency Room is closed for Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
I mean, this is
in the evenings and overnight hours. In the evenings and overnight hours.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But again, this is unprecedented. And secondly, in Renfrew County, we're having big problems in some of our long-term care homes. So what you see is it's the staff that can't serve the residents, the patients, and as I said, maybe even customers in a restaurant. So this is tough. I mean, what he's done is... you know, it's really assessing risk. But if you listen to what Dr. Moore said, he said, look, this community we in Ontario have done a good job. We must continue to do a good job. So get whatever vaccine is now available for you, the next vaccine. Make sure they're up to date. Control your symptoms. We've seen so many examples of people going out and doing things with symptoms. And there's a real emphasis on that. And then the masking for the 10 days, if you have been sick or you're a contact of someone who's been sick, or, and this is really important, if you might be visiting someone in hospital or in long-term care.
Okay, I just want to get some clarification. How worried are you that this guidance could make the staffing shortage in healthcare worse?
Very good point. I think it's a... It's a calculated risk. I think right now we're seeing that the rules are too stringent, so we're suffering because we don't have the staff. Now, whether this adds to that because we see more disease, it's a bit of a gamble, and I understand that.
Okay. We did really well at getting the first two doses. You would agree, right?
Exactly.
You know, 90%+, and in your area, you know, one of the highest vaccination rates. Very well done. They did their part, but then along came the third dose, and it a lot of people didn't get the third dose, let alone the fourth dose. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's just apathy. You know, people thought, I mean, if you had told me 2 years ago that we need these ongoing doses all the time, I guess I would have thought about the flu where we need one every year. But with the mutations of COVID and Omicron, it's required basically a shot every 6 months. So this is, everyone's fed up. There's apathy building for this. But I think we need to, again, to call on the community to do everything we can to get through this. And also part of that is respecting other people's choices. People who want to, I'm wearing a mask in a public place, like a grocery store.
Okay.
And also if families want their kids to wear a mask in the school.
Okay.
Tolerance and respect.
Yes. Consideration for your neighbors and
exactly
whatnot, right? Yes. Okay. You mentioned in your area that you're having some problems with long-term care homes. I'm assuming that's a staffing related as well, doctor.
Well, what we've seen the infection gets in there. I mean, it's amazing how much of this BA5 is in the community. You know, wave 7. I mean, who saw this coming? We thought we'd have a respite. We thought we'd have a summer vacation. Now, what's interesting is that it's more persistent in Eastern Ontario. It stayed on longer than, let's say, Toronto, where these decisions are made. So what we see is that, yeah, a lot of our residents have become infected, but they do pretty well, much better than they would if they weren't vaccinated. But also it affects staff, and then they have to stay out. Now, for instance, we have a home up in Renfrew County where we had to call in the Red Cross. Wow. And just to sustain services in the home. We have another home right now which has a staffing problem in the clinical area. In other words, nurses and RPNs, but they think they can hold, they think they can, in this holding pattern, they'll be okay for the non-clinical staff. But again, this shows you what's happening. So you could argue that, okay, what Dr. Moore is proposing, it's going to help us get more people back to work. But as I said earlier to you, Rob, on the flip side, is this going to increase, while it may shorten the duration, is it going to increase the prevalence? In other words, more people for a shorter time, or is this less people for a longer time? And that's a bet that he's making. And it's based on the evidence that he has. And part of that is that wave 7 is decreasing.
Next week after Labor Day, the school year will pretty much be in full swing. How are you feeling about back to school for students?
Well, as I said to you, I would have held off, but I'm not making these big decisions. I would have sort of maybe held off, given 10 days after school opens or whatever before doing this, because I think we may indeed see a little boost. An increase in numbers. The other thing too is these kids now can get a booster dose.
Yeah. How? What would be your advice on the rumor is the health authorities are going to approve the new Omicron vaccine today?
I think, yeah.
How effective do you think something like that could be?
The FDA has done it already in the U.S. They've done it in Britain. We think Health Canada is going to do it today. There's a large number on order. How long is it going to take to get here? That's an issue, but I think it appears to be more specific for the Omicron variants, and again, that should help us. Much like we see with the flu vaccines every year, subtle changes.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on this Bill 7, getting seniors out of hospitals when they should really be in long-term care homes?
I was afraid you're going to ask me about that.
Yeah. It's a long-standing problem. I mean, I'm sure when you were in Ottawa, it was a big problem, right? So
this is an enormous problem. And what it does is it really impairs how our hospitals are doing. Backups in emergency rooms, delays in acute care, surgery, all these things. The problem is that, I mean, I believe that, there should not be empty long-term care beds. And I believe that we need to increase the quality of staff in long-term care. Although, don't think because your grandma's in a hospital and, she's 10 days after surgery or whatever, and she's one of these people that's sort of on the list for long-term care, don't think that she's getting great care in the hospital. That's not so. She'd probably be better in a long-term care home. So there are issues, how much are you going to charge? How far are you going to send people? All these other issues. And the other thing, too, is you got to be careful. It may be that you need a gerontologist to really assess whether this person is long-term care home ready and doesn't need acute hospital care, because if you leave that up to a surgeon or intensivist, you may get a bias reflecting what they're trying to do.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Cushman. Always
my
great,
pleasure.
Sir. Bye bye. Dr. Robert Cushman, Renfrew County Medical Officer of Health. The news next on City News.